A Curtin University team of data scientists and software developers will help take open access books to a sophisticated digital future through a pilot project that seeks to enhance the diversity of voices from small and medium book publishers across the globe. The project has been awarded more than $1 million Australian dollars by the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, the largest supporter of the arts and humanities in the United States of America. The project is being led by Professor Lucy Montgomery and Professor Cameron Nalon from the Curtin Open Knowledge Initiative within the university's Centre for Culture and Technology. Professor Montgomery is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Professor.
Oh, good morning.
Tell us, what is open access book publishing?
Well, open access is pretty simple. It just means that books are available online for anyone in the world to download and read for free. And it's really fabulous for readers because it means you don't hit a paywall when you try and read a book.
And that's really important for academia, isn't it?
It's fantastic for academia. So open access is a really wonderful way for researchers to share their work with communities and to share the knowledge that they're creating with readers that might benefit from it, which is hugely important for most researchers and academics.
And for people like me who want to know more about things and don't want to have to buy a huge journal or take out a subscription to something, we might read two articles a year.
Oh, well, absolutely. And actually, public access to publicly funded research has been the focus of a lot of activism among researchers who want to make sure that research can get to communities that might enjoy reading it or who might have a specific interest or a specific application. So a really good example of that is teachers who might just want to find out about the best way to support kids with special needs.
Perfect example. So why is this pilot project important?
Well, this pilot project is important because what we're hoping to do is to connect small and medium-sized publishers with the technology they need to compete with the big players. So we're really keen on supporting continued diversity and vibrancy in the types of publishers who are able to bring us really good scholarship.
What sort of things have you discovered in this research so far?
Well, what we've discovered is that when books are made open access and they're not put behind a paywall, the communities that read them are incredibly diverse and much more diverse than the communities who would read book if they were published in a more traditional way, maybe just in print or with a sale price of perhaps around $200 for some academic books.
So what sort of access do we have in open access? Where can we find what we're looking for?
Well, there's already some really, really fantastic resources for people who want to connect with open access books. Your listeners will probably want to check out the Directory of Open Access Books, which is called DOAB, D-O-A-B. And if they Google that, it will bring them up a fantastic library of more than 20,000 open access books that they can download and start reading right now.
Wow. Okay. I was expecting a lot, but that's a lot. Tell me about the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation funding. What does funding to a project like yours mean?
Well, this funding for us, of course, is hugely exciting, and it means that we can take a project that we've run as a pilot. So we previously had a smaller pilot where we were working with six open access publishers to see what we could do in terms of bringing them really cutting edge data analytics in order to support them in publishing open access books. And this funding is allowing us to turn that pilot into a service. So we're working with partners in Europe and the US, and we've got publishers in Africa, Australia, Europe, and all over the world who we're working with. And what we're doing is turning a pilot into a real service that every publisher can access.
It's a little mind-boggling for me so early on a Wednesday morning, Professor Montgomery. How long have you been working on this?
Well, I've been involved in open access since I published my first book. And I found out, I was a little embarrassed after I published my first book. I had no idea that it would be sold for, it was £100 a copy for a closed access book. And it was the research that I had done in my PhD and postdoc. And actually, I was super excited to publish a book. And then I was hugely embarrassed that none of the people who had been involved in helping me to do my research could afford to buy a copy. So that for me was a really big wake-up call about the disconnect between research and the communities that a lot of researchers are hoping they're going to connect with when their work is published.
Professor Lucy Montgomery is Professor of Knowledge Innovation at the Centre for Culture and Technology. It's a lot to love in that phrase there, Lucy. What was your thesis on?
So my thesis was actually on the role of copyright in the growth of China's creative industries. So I was looking at what role copyright can play in supporting a really strong film and music industry.
Well, that's a great example of what should be available to a reader across the globe, isn't it?
Well, of course, every academic thinks their research is the most important research in the world, but I really thought so. And when I wrote my book, I was really hoping that people who were thinking about policy or who were trying to come up with good business models would be able to read my book and perhaps I could make some contribution to a public conversation. But the publishing model that I was offered was one that really locked my book inside a few well-funded libraries and really restricted the community that would ever be able to read that work to wealthy people, effectively, or people who were lucky enough to be attending a university with a well-funded library.
And narrow silo. So you took up the battle then. Have you won?
Well, I think we're making good progress. Australia's chief scientist at the moment has open access on her radar. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, am quite confident that actually now the world is moving really firmly towards open access with academic publishing. So our challenge is to see how we can support diversity in a really vibrant open access publishing landscape so that as we move towards more open availability of research, the voices that are being published and heard in that system continue to be really diverse and powerful.
Does that mean people from lower ranked universities or people doing sort of less mainstream research? What does diversity mean in that context?
Right. So I think that ANU Press in Australia is a really great example. So they're a fully open access publisher. We worked with ANU Press in the pilot for this project, and ANU Press is publishing open access research by some fantastic scholars at ANU, but some of it might not perhaps be considered commercially viable for a publisher that was looking to publish work only really to make sure that, you know, they were generating a profit. So we're thinking about perhaps work that might not always be commercially viable with a traditional publishing model. That's some of the diversity we're looking to support, because there are communities that want to read some of that research. And with the internet, one of the things we've discovered is that niche communities can connect with work in a way that wasn't previously possible. So we're looking to support that sort of diversity. But we're also thinking about, well, how do we make sure that we hear voices, really interesting voices, and some of the fantastic scholarship that's coming out of, for example, Africa or Indonesia. So how do we support communities, perhaps not in Australia or the UK or the US, which have dominated global publishing markets? How can we support, you know, vibrant, smaller, independent presses that have this opportunity with the internet to bring more voices to the world?
Fantastic. Higher education has many challenges, and one of them is the old adage of publish or perish. This must make it easier if small publishing groups have access, and we, the reader, have access to them. This is a good pilot project, well funded, I hope.
Yes, it is, and we're excited. And the other thing I think, you know, that I have seen that adage of publish or perish for a lot of researchers transitioning into one which is called be visible or vanish.
Uh-huh.
And I think that that's something that's quite important to remember, that as we're looking at really crowded digital landscapes, for researchers or communities who just aren't visible within those landscapes, often their needs aren't heard or their voices aren't heard, and that can have real implications to how we shape policy and how our public conversations happen.
Well, this is an exciting project, and I'm really glad to hear that you've got the support of the Andrew Mellon Foundation. Good luck with future research, Lucy.
Okay, thanks very much.
That was Professor Lucy Montgomery, Professor of Knowledge Innovation at the Centre for Culture and Technology. Professor Montgomery said the project sought to address a growing analytics capability gap that was placing the diversity of the scholarly book publishing system at risk. Interesting work, partly at Curtin University.